John Batchelor visiting with Sonia Pernell, the author of a book I highly recommend to fill in the parts of 1920 to 2024 that are not from the point of view of war fighters, but from the point of view of being a teenager whose ambition is to be with other people and not live solitary life on her mom and dad's estate. Sonia, they marry within days of the proposal at a church that was later, I believe, wiped out by the Blitz. They exit the church under the cross swords of Randolph's regiment. Her father, Kenny, is in uniform. It's all very splendid, except the Randolph secret, not very secret. He drinks too much, way too much, and he's a philanderer. Does she know any of this when they walk under the swords?
Well, a lot of people warn her, hoping she will pull out of the engagement. But in a way, Pamela's one of those people that the more you warn her of something, the more she wants to do it. And she didn't ever really like changing her mind about things. She's pretty stubborn, really, even as a young woman. And anyway, what's the alternative? To go back to Dorset, which she really doesn't want to do? And so she takes a gamble. It is a really big gamble, but she doesn't want to lose face either. So she marries him, and it pretty quickly becomes clear what he's like, that he drinks too much, that he philanders, he is abusive. That even their first night, their wedding night, he stays up all night reading out loud to her from books and then asking her questions about them, there's history books and things, to make sure that she's been paying attention. I mean, he's not someone who's really giving her any, thought as to what she might like or any kind of romance. He wants to shape her into his ideal wife and not really listen to what she would like.
There is the suggestion that we can go down the pathway of figuring out the Churchills at home, but there's too much ahead of us, so we will not pursue that. Clementine and Winston meet their young daughter-in-law. Winston is charmed, but her job is to produce the heir. They don't doubt that the baby will be a boy, and that's what Winston wants. When does she start to talk to Winston about what he's interested in? This is the Admiralty. Do they sit together? They play cards together. Is that when he talks to her about his day?
Yes, they play bezique, a game that she was very good at, by the way, but I think she quite often let him win for, harmony reasons. She starts talking to him about what he's interested in, which is politics and the war, obviously, pretty quickly, because that's also what interests her. And now she has this great window into it. And it's also pretty clear that her marriage is going nowhere, even though she's pregnant quite quickly. And so the Churchills, Winston and Clementine, invite her to stay with them at the Admiralty, and then quite soon Downing Street when they move there, when Winston becomes Prime Minister. And it's interesting because as they push Randolph further and further away, they don't trust him. They don't trust that he will keep secrets. They don't trust him to behave properly. They bring Pamela closer and closer in. And she very soon, and this is really remarkable, becomes part of a tiny, tiny inner circle called Padlock. And they share all their secrets with her. And she knows everything about the conduct of the war. And when Harry Hopkins gets sent over by President Roosevelt for the first time to see what's going on in Britain, is it savable? Does it deserve to be saved? He meets Pamela and he decides that she is the most plugged in person in Britain after Churchill himself. And that's what he advises people back in Washington. So he sees that she really is the apple of Churchill's eye. And what's even more interesting is that everyone else sees within a few days, she becomes the apple of Harry Hopkins's eye too. She's charmed him completely. And by the time he goes back to Roosevelt in DC, he's saying, we've got to save these people. We've got to do everything we can to save them.
In the meantime, Randolph, just a note, Randolph has a regiment, the 4th Hussars, that I think was his father's regiment. What do you do when your dad rides with Kitchener to Khartoum or shoots it out with the Afridis or races off to Cuba to cover the war? What do you do with a dad like that? Well, Oedipus has an idea. Randolph's idea is to be indifferent to people's opinion of him. However, Pam tries very hard to be what he wants. She tries to fit herself into the box, especially during her pregnancy, which is all during 1940. This is clearly the most bombed pregnancy in history ever recorded, because all the time that she is morning sickness turns into a condition that makes her very frightened of losing the baby. The Germans are sending wave after wave. She's recording all this, and your book makes it very clear that the drama of 1940 is not entirely about what was going on in Europe or what was going on in Downing Street. It's also about the way people lived their lives under the Blitz. And I got the feeling, Sonia, they became used to it. Is that correct? We just have a few seconds.
They found a way to live with it. And that way, you know, might surprise people to hear this, was not to be on their own, to party, to try and live as colourfully as much as they could, because you might be dead in 10 minutes. You a bomb, you know, there was one place, Café de Paris, a bomb came down a ventilation shaft and decapitated the singer when he was mid-song. Everyone in that café was killed. So anything, it was supposed to be safe, by the way, it was in a basement, but anything could happen to you any second. So people live life to the full, and that included Pamela, once, particularly when she'd had the baby. But you're right to say, I mean, she lived in London through the Blitz, whilst heavily pregnant, and gave birth during a huge air raid.
Let's go to war. Kingmaker is the book. Sonia Pernell is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.